Adam, another thing I wanted to highlight was from Fed Chair Powell. During his press conference, he was saying that the bottlenecks when it comes to the supply chain crisis have certainly been more persistent than maybe we initially expected them to be. But he did say that we should see inflation moving down by the second or the third quarter of next year.
Yeah, he did say that. And that just that jumped out to me because I can't recall in the past. And when we go to Brian, it will be interesting to see if we've seen them put a timeline that specific on those kinds of predictions. He always talks about we're going to set you up to get ready. But he did say, and it was a quote, we should see inflation moving down by the second or third quarter. He also said that what we're seeing is inflation that we are seeing is not due to a tight labor market. So that jumped out. But, you know, he laid out the $10 billion in Treasury, $5 billion in mortgage-backed securities that they will stop purchasing this month. And when you do the timeline, he had set us up for a, what was it, June of 2022, for the taper to actually be finished. And he also said, look, do not take a signal. There is no signal by this. That regarding interest rate policy, that then in July of next year or soon after, they will raise interest rates. They always talk about the need to gauge what's going on with the economy at that moment in time. The only thing you can extrapolate from what he said is this month they start tapering, and if nothing goes wrong, they should be done by June. Shauna?
All right, Adam, we want to bring in our expert panel here to weigh in on what we just heard from Powell and the rest of the Fed members. We want to bring in Tom Graff. He's Brown Advisory, head of fixed income. We're also joined by Sam Stovall, CFRA's chief investment strategist. And Sam, first to you, just your initial thoughts on what we heard from Fed Chair Jay Powell just in terms of the tapering announcement and then also what we could expect to see over the coming months.
Well, Shauna, I think basically the market liked hearing as dovish a statement as they were anticipating, not expecting to hear, you know, they were hoping they would not hear any acceleration in the timetable of the tapering. Plus, I think they were encouraged, investors were encouraged because of the straight line tapering that is at least currently in place, where they're not going to be front end loading the tapering, et cetera. So basically, steady as she goes made investors feel optimistic that the market could continue to work higher.
You know, if markets continue to work higher, Sam, when you look at what Powell was saying and the expectations, it sounds like they really are going to start lift off. He was asked specifically, will you raise interest rates? That was the first question next year, one or two times, because that's what the market expects. But he won't answer it. And yet, if everything he's saying, we expect that taper's done in June, sure looks like that's what they're going to do.
Looks like that's what they're going to do. But I also look back to the prior tapering that took place 2013, 2014. One of the things that was implied is that if the economy is strong enough to weather tapering, it's strong enough to stand on its own 2 feet. And many are calling for an earlier lift to interest rates to make sure that the Fed gets ahead of the inflation curve. But you look to the prior tapering from December of 2013 through October of 14, you had the S&P up almost 16%. All sizes, styles, sectors were in positive territory, and 90% of the sub-industries were also higher in that period. So you can at least gain some encouragement from history.
Tom, how about the Fed taking or making the decision to announce the tapering in December as well? So they announced this month and they also announced December rather than just waiting until the next meeting to figure out what they want to do next month. What do you make of, I guess, the Fed's decision to do that now?
I think it was partially a signal that the tapering's not that conditional. Like they can see far enough into the future to know they're going to keep it at the same pace. Because I think they know the pressure is going to be actually to taper quicker, not slower. So I think that was partially meant to imply a smooth path. I also think this might be how they do this going forward. They may announce a couple months ahead just to smooth out the market's expectations and not surprise anybody.
Tom, it surprises what they're all about avoiding. And he said as much when setting us up But when you heard him talking about the different things, that there's no signal regarding interest rate policy, that the focus of this meeting is on tapering, what should the average investor really take away from what we've just witnessed here? I mean, I'm looking at markets right now, seem to be very happy with what they heard.
Look, I think the takeaway should be what we've been hearing for over a year now, and that is the Fed is going to hike when it's appropriate, when the economy is strong enough to take it. And I think, you know, that may have some, if interest rates were to rise substantially, it's only going to be because the economy is that strong. So I don't think that's a bad message for equity investors or bond investors. That's what we ought to expect the central bank to do. You know, given the opportunity, you were just mentioning the first question he got on whether he was going to push back on the market pricing two rate hikes for 22, and he demurred. He said, I'm not gonna neither confirm nor deny that that's going to be where we head. That's the right message. The message is it depends on what the data does. So I think that's a pretty good message. There could be some deleterious effect on PE ratios if interest rates are a lot higher. But remember, that's probably only going to occur in an environment where the earnings are pretty good.
Hey, Sam, what do you make of the Fed still using the word transitory when they're describing inflation? Now, we know the rhetoric, I guess, changed slightly, but they did say that it reflects factors that are, quote, expected to be transitory. In terms of what the market or how the market is reacting to this, do you think the market has come to terms with inflation?
I don't think they have any choice but to use transitory or a similar phrase. You know, as Powell said, we don't think it's appropriate to hike right now. So they got to say something that justifies why they're not hiking in the face of these very large inflation prints. And so the only logical thing is that they expect it to subside. So I think they're going to have to keep using that language or very similar language until they are actually ready to hike. So I think this is much more of a kind of semantics thing than it says anything about what they actually expect.
Sam, I'm curious. It's pure speculation. I deal in hype and speculation for a living. You think he wants to be reappointed, Jay Powell?
Well, looking at the interview, he was sounding a bit exhausted with all these questions and really just trying to justify their actions, et cetera. Yeah, I think he would like to get reappointed, and I think he certainly realizes that any kind of a government job puts you under the microscope and subject to second-guessing every minute of every day, but that's what those in Washington learn right from the start.
Tom, what are you expecting the future makeup of the Fed to look like?
Wow, so I think what's most likely is that President Biden will name a slate of new Fed members at the same time he announces whoever his choice is for the chair. And I think it's going to be a lot of people who share Powell's current view on monetary policy, meaning kind of favoring the labor side and being maybe a little less hawkish on the inflation side. I also think we're going to get some people who are a little more focused on issues like climate change. So I think, you know, he did get a question about that. And there is only so much the Federal Reserve is going to do about climate change. But I do think that's going to be an important factor that President Biden's looking at in new appointees.
All right. Tom Graff, Brown Advisory, Head of Fixed Income, and Sam Stovall, CFRA's Chief Investment Strategist. Always great to get both of your perspectives. Thanks so much.